These past few days have been a roller coaster of emotion. We have come to a very, very cold place, and after days of wonderful adventure and personal time with my most favorite of people, Vasilisa. However, after arriving to a new town, or maybe my town? It is so hard to tell. So many things are the same. The buildings look the same, but the people are all different. When we got to our home, it didn't smell like our home, and there were furry little people living inside. My bestest friend went inside, and the next thing I know, some strange men are feeding me sugar cubes and leading me back through the forest. I did not know where Vasilisa was, but I assumed she wanted me to go with these nice men. After hours more of walking, I was very tired and was excited when I was showed a personal bedroom just for me. A nice man took off my saddlebags and gave me a good brushing. They gave me some fresh, warm water and food, but I missed my person, Lisa. I fell asleep thinking of our time together. I miss laying in fields with her, napping in the sun, and her making me pretty crowns made of flowers. This wonderful dream was cut short by a very rude awakening from a small, hairy man prodding my rump. I nipped and kicked at him until he went away, and after some nice stretches, I got to see my favorite person again. I only got a brief amount of snuggles before the dumb hairy man was back prodding me, but Lisa made it seem like I should go with him, and so I did. We traveled through the dark until we met other furry people. I was given more yummy food and water, and a while later, a bright little rude thing came and screamed a lot. The furry lady saddled me up, and we marched back into the woods. I can now see my most favorite of people, but she does not seem happy to see me. I shall give her a good kiss. This should make her happy again.
You okay there, Zach?
That's rough.
Yeah.
Marigold has no idea.
No. Marigold's been on a wonderful adventure. She got sugar cubes. She had her own stable. She had warm water. Warm water in a place like this? Holy shit. So, last week was rough for me.
Say that again.
I'm being meta.
Last episode was rough for your characters. So, last week was rough for me, so we're doing it again because, fuck, I made it 10 minutes and then I had a complete mental breakdown. And then I quit my job and now we're here and I feel so much better.
Woo. Yes.
Stick it to the man. Last episode was a rough one.
Oof.
That latter half was just...
Whew. I don't know if I've ever had a session where the feeling of wheels coming off of a wagon was so perfectly encapsulated.
Yeah.
The end of that was just like, we are going across, we're like flying across the finish line in a flaming, spinning coffin.
Yeah, exactly.
That's 100% what it was like. It fell apart very quickly, but looking back on it, kind of makes sense. It's been 10 days since the start of the adventure.
Yeah.
12 days.
You guys.
Yeah.
For Bulka.
But for Bulka, it's been like a day and a half, 2 days.
Bulka's is this is how you guys live? What is wrong with you people?
Yeah, Bulka watched everyone just
that
like...
something's wrong with us.
Bulka saw everyone just like crash and burn.
Yeah.
Hard.
I don't think he got when he met you guys quite how tightly wound and like how much you had already been through. He was just meeting new people. They seemed okay.
From the blood harvesting or the killing people in their sleep bits.
Which came after.
That was maybe just our characters being ourselves.
When I met you first in Waldsby, you seemed normal and nice, is what I was saying.
That's fair.
Yeah.
we did a good job of pretending. Unlike my job of pretending.
Well, we
to
were
be
just being quiet
witch.
And hiding in Waldsby is all we were doing.
You snowed Kappa. Like, you met Kappa and she liked you and she gave me the seal of approval. So that's really all it was. I'm like, okay, cool. Yeah. Kappa says they're cool. They're totally cool.
Yeah. And I mean, they saved Kappa's life. They seemed extremely competent and like good people.
We did a Haro reading. We trust her.
Yeah. And then.
And then other things.
I kind of set a few guards on fire in Waldsby, too. It was an outlet, you know?
Yeah. And now we're here. And it was a time in the forest. Looking back on it, we're not going to use that rule system again. It ramps things up very quickly. And although for our party, it makes sense with how much they've been through the last 12 days, I do not recommend that system for regular...
As a general
sleeplessness rule. It made sense for our party in the moment. I never want to use it again. I think it ramps stuff up way too quickly. It is way too punishing too quickly. And I think if you have cool people at your table like I do, you can just rely on them to roleplay it out in whatever way they think is appropriate for being sleepless. But we are still going to have a mechanical situation happen. So we're getting rid of the old rules that we did last time that we took so long to research and discover. And we're implementing a new set of rules. And these are going to be separate from the forced march rules, which we are still going to use, doing those constitution saves and everything. But the new sleeplessness system that I've come up with is going to be a dual save system. We're going to be doing fort save and will save. So the fortitude save is to see if your body just fails and you fall asleep. And the will save is going to be if you take any wisdom damage. So everything's...
Oh, that's nice. Because the way we did it is assuming that you are able to force yourself to stay awake. And that's not always going to be the case.
That's a really good point.
So like it's going to start after you're awake for 16 hours straight. That's when the checks are going to start. It's going to be every hour. Both checks are starting at DC 10. And it just gets one harder for every hour past that. If you fail the fortitude save, you fall asleep. If you fail the will save, you are going to take 1 point of temporary wisdom damage. I had to make sure all that was right in my head. And it's not going to use the regular damage recovery rules, where you only recover a certain amount of points for however many nights you sleep. It'll just all be gone once you get a full 8 hours of uninterrupted rest.
Because that's what was causing it.
Yeah. Because that's what was causing it. And I think for this situation, like normally when I do sleep rules, it is like, yeah, you need 8 hours, but you can break it up into a couple different sections and everything. For this, constant 8 hours. You can't be interrupted. You have to do a full 8 block of sleep.
Don't
gotta get that full REM cycle.
Yeah.
And I don't know if you guys are ever going to get to that point again where we have to do that. But now we know what the house rule is.
Yeah.
And it's great because now I can use this house rule in all of my other games. And I encourage you all out there to use this system or use a different system. Just don't use the third party system that is extraordinarily punishing for what it is.
I'm hoping that we, after this experience, this party brings a tent with them when they go
places. I think they will.
But I think it's a little bit of a conundrum for our party because we have equal reason to be shy of just not sleeping and to also be incredibly shy of trying to rest.
Like, yeah.
Bad things happen when we try to rest.
Yeah.
I mean, you guys were technically being chased for a time, and I think a lot of that just, like, bled over, and you're like, we're not safe out in the open yet. We have to get somewhere we know is secure.
Well, it was freezing cold.
And it was freezing cold.
We couldn't just, like, build something out of bushes or trees.
Exactly.
I would have frozen.
Yeah.
Do you want to let the listeners into like any kind of how we're going to get out of this, or is it all going to be just a mystery? I kind of feel like it's a mystery right now to myself.
Yeah, I mean, we talked a bit about it last time, carrying over the effects that have occurred. I liked what we had discussed previously.
Not on the show.
Not on the show, but previously together because we are all friends and we talk together outside of the actual recording. Is that it's kind of going to be a player choice on how working towards resolving these penalties occurs. Because I don't want to come up with, oh, you need to do X, Y, Z, and then you'll be cleared. I think it definitely is more of a deciding how you're going to roleplay the conditions and coming up with ways in character that make sense on how to clear those effects. So we find ourselves now a very short distance away from the wonderful Heidi Hole. And coming over the hill, you see some friendly faces. You see Kappa, the wonderful ratfolk woman who you guys helped save when you first arrived here in Irisin, and she took you guys back to her little village where you met Bulka. And she is, of course, a wonderful little middle-aged ratfolk lady who looks eerily similar to someone from Marge's past, mm-hmm. who we know has passed.
Mm-hmm.
You see Marigold, the good girl, the most wonderful of donkeys.
Mm-hmm.
You see the little hairy Dumavoy, Hatch. And you see the glowing ball of light, Vrix, the sprite.
Yeah.
Good job.
Thank you. Thank you. And they crest the hill and they look over at you all. Campfire going, Bulka looking very bedraggled and like, I do not know what to do with all of these people. I'm not taking away your agency. That's just what I imagine is happening. Please tell me what you look like, Bulka. I'm sorry.
That was just funny.
I look bedraggled.
Yeah.
I'm 100% bedraggled. We're all exhausted just because he's not crazy. Like, he is as exhausted as everyone else. He just happens to be like, his brain is holding together a little bit longer.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not to say that he's not one more hour away from completely losing his mind as well.
Yeah.
So yeah, he's a wreck.
Yeah.
Are we in some sort of land of rat people? Why are there so many little fuzzy people here?
That is a fair question.
Why is it so cold?
It's just two. Actually, these are two from completely opposite parts of Galarian. It's interesting.
They look like they're the same type of people, though, you know.
Yes, his eyelids are getting heavy. Like, yes, that's because now that he sees them coming, it's almost like I can stop trying.
Yeah, the weight's been lifted a bit.
Like, I don't want them to have to carry me back, but like, if they don't hurry, that might happen.
Yeah.
Oh, I think I see it over here, guys.
Does anybody have a blanket? Do you see a blanket, little rat lady?
I don't know that she's close enough to. She's turning over rocks.
I don't know that I'm saying it loudly enough that it would matter.
Right, and even if you did, she might just be so focused.
Too tired to actually call out.
Kappa,
it is. Hello, Bulka. It is. This looks worse than Vrix explained, which was quite bad.
Has gotten a little bit worse since Vrix left.
Yes, come, my friend. We are not too far. Let us get you all back into the hovel, and we will warm you all up. We have brought blankets and hot drinks. Hopefully, it'll be enough to spur everyone forward for just a little while longer.
How far away is
15 minutes? It's at most.
Okay, good.
It is not far.
We're too exposed. We can't be out in the open.
Oh, we have...
Get down.
Okay, hold
here,
on.
Look, you go, Valdine. Where are these? It is...
And she hands you, like... She goes over to Marigold and she pulls out, like, a small, like, camouflage tarp. And it's, like... And she gets a blanket and she kind of, like, pins them together.
That's awesome.
Here, put this on. Put this on. It'll help hide you. You will be fine in the open while you are wearing this.
I do not necessarily trust you, but
she got
also
an 18 on her persuasion.
I accept the camouflage cloak, although I kind of
diplomacy.
Like, look
diplomacy
around.
Are there more blankets on this beautiful specimen of a donkey?
And Marigold, the good girl, comes up to you and she just like nuzzles into you a little bit, and you feel her warm head, and she like nips you a little bit.
This is a very warm, comforting donkey. I think maybe I just hug the donkey and feel better without a blanket. And Vasilisa is just like curling up next to the warmth of Marigold's body, like, yeah, this is nice.
Oh, that wasn't it, guys, but I think I see it over here.
And Marge scampers to another log.
Perfect.
This is, her name is Marigold. This is your donkey.
I don't remember having a donkey, but I shall claim her if you say so.
I know you love her very much, or at least you said that, and we had to work very hard to keep her with us, so she was very important to you.
Oh.
I think you will probably remember very soon.
I would hope so. All I know is very pretty donkey, also very warm.
I'm relieved. Like, I was worried she was going to be like, what the hell is this thing? And like, smack it.
Yeah.
Or,
like,
no.
Get this smelly creature away from me.
So Bulka's relieved that, like, well, at least this seems like to be going in the right direction.
Yeah.
But we must get Marge.
And speaking of going in the right direction, Marge is not.
Marge, the hovel is actually this way.
Oh, Sarah.
Hello, what? Yes, that is my name. Come on, let us go now.
It's
close enough, yes. Come on, let us go. The hovel is this way.
Are we going home?
Yes, we are going back to home, yes.
Oh, okay. You know, I missed you so much. We should definitely go back home. Yeah.
Okay, yes, let us go and do that.
I told you all the rat people know each other. Clearly, this is rat country.
Yeah, it doesn't even matter, though. Don't worry about it.
Okay. I don't know why I should trust. It doesn't matter. Suddenly seems like it's the most important thing.
All right. All right, everyone. We walk and talk. We will be fine.
Get on a sled. Everyone has a sled.
Is that it right there? I see a rock.
No. Keep going a little bit further.
Okay.
Marge, I would like you to count to 100.
Ooh.
And then maybe we will be there. I think that is how long it will take for us to get there.
Okay. I don't recognize this. It doesn't look a whole lot like home.
All right, follow. One.
Oh, right. One.
Or we could do like bottles of potion on wall. 100 bottles of potion.
Four.
100 take one bottles. Down. Passed around.
Did
99
you know,
bottles of potion on wall.
I have some berries in this Eight. Bag at my belt.
Nine.
Yes.
Those are...
They're yummy berries.
Yes. Careful. Do not eat too many of those berries. You will get an achy tummy. They are magic berries.
13. Yes. I think you actually made those berries
These
magic.
Berries 14. Do not detect as magical. I think perhaps 15. You are lying to me.
16.
Do they not detect as magic?
No, they're my regular not magical berries. I am out of good berries.
Gotcha. 18.
19.
Take one down, pass it around.
Okay, we're getting close, yeah?
97 bottles of potion on the walls.
21. 22.
Good job, Marge. This is good.
23.
We will make it.
Do you think something is going to hear us?
25.
Hello.
Oh, I think that's it.
Gotta watch the trees.
Everybody, there is a house spirit here, so we must be close to a house.
Yeah, just keep going.
And that's Hatch.
You know, I never had a house spirit. 27.
They are very helpful, except when they are obeying your mother's...
29.
Bulka thinks...
My mother used to be quite mean.
Yes, that's what you said. You have said that.
No, I have remembered. 30. Moya mama is a mean person.
33.
She's a witch.
Do you mean like a literal witch or like is a witch an insult to you?
No, you're a witch too.
You're a witch too. She's a witch.
Witches seem like they're quite excellent people if they are like me. I know.
She's not like you. You're warm and friendly and you smell really nice and you're nice to me.
Thank you. I have noticed. I believe I smell like berries. It is perhaps the ones in my pouch.
Yeah, you got berries. Yeah, that's funny. So Bulka's remembering, I think, that Vasilisa doesn't speak Sylvan, I think.
No, I don't think
so. He's going to say in Sylvan.
No, I do speak Sylvan, but it's cool if he doesn't know that.
Yeah.
50. We're halfway there. Yeah. Oh, Sarah, are we halfway there?
Yes. Yes, Marge, we are halfway there. Keep going.
Are you sure? Sure, it's not that rock right there.
You know what? You better go check that one rock, but then I need you to keep counting,
okay? I'm going to go check it out. And she scampers to a rock and flips it up. Oh, I don't think that's it.
All right, Marge, keep counting.
Oh, okay. Oh, where was I?
You are
50.
There we go.
51.
You were saying, Bulka?
52.
So if he thinks maybe she doesn't, because he knows Aklo too, but he's thinking maybe if she doesn't speak Sylvan, he's going to try and get, like, whisper to Hatch and be like, something happened. Vasilisa does not remember she is Vasilisa.
Do you want to roll a stealth check?
56.
Let's do it. One.
Plus?
No, it was a 5.
Oh, Jesus.
And you have a minus 4?
I got a -4. My armor's so loud that I can't whisper.
Take no, take off the armor check penalty.
Oh. Then
59.
Well, then it's two better.
All right. Vasilisa, do you want to roll opposed to that?
I'm sorry, but yes, I do.
All right, give me
I don't even think you need to. Did you get a 3?
No, it's definitely more than a 3.
Okay.
So you hear that.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That sucks.
63.
Are you talking about me?
She still seems really nice, though.
Oh, you speak Sylvan also.
Or I am you just learning hear, lots
you just
of
listen
things.
For your name.
Do you know any other languages?
Oh, I know many, many languages.
I should like to know which ones I know. I should, let's see.
Marge, what number are you on?
71.
Well, you already know Taldane. He would say in Taldane. Well, you already know Taldane.
Yes. Okay. Yes, I know this one.
And then he would say in Dwarven, like, do you also speak Dwarven?
She answers in Dwarven. Oh, yes. This is also very, very familiar.
Oh, my goodness.
80.
I never knew that. I've known you for a full 48 hours, and I never knew that about you.
Oh. You learn something new every day, I guess. Is it day? It's very dark here.
It is dark, but it's morning, all right? The sun's already come up.
Midday.
Yeah. It's middle of the day.
It's overcast and cold.
And we know you speak Sylvan, because you just heard me speak Sylvan.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to say something kind of abrasive in Aklo and see if she speaks Aklo.
I do not. Was that even words you said just
then? Yes, it's like bad language. It's like bad fae language. It's not.
Did you say a curse word?
No, I was just asking. That's actually how you say the name of the language.
Gotcha.
I was just asking if you spoke.
Well, no, I do not.
You said when you first were sitting by the fire, you said Halit. You started speaking Halit, so you know that obviously.
Yes.
Okay. And you speak. She's Skald. Her trisle Skald on her. But I don't know if you would speak. He tries some gnome that he learned from Tendigizel.
No.
That does nothing for you.
No.
100! Sarah! Are we there?
Yes, Monarch, we are there. I need you to go and find the snowman
now. Oh, snowman. You know, I don't remember a snowman by home, but you know, I suppose
don't remember a snowman either, but I don't like the idea of a man made out of snow.
No, it's just a marker.
Sounds very
cold. It's a snowman.
We hear from under the blankets.
It's both.
He's awesome.
Just muffled.
He peeks out. There's a snowman.
Do you see those footprints right there, Marge?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
All right. Follow those and you will find the snowman.
Oh, come with me. And she grabs Sarah's hand.
Okay. Boca, you have hatched. Yes, you are fine. All right. Here we go.
Found it.
There it is.
Oh.
It's right here, guys. Look.
Oh, you're right.
Oh. And you guys.
You are actually right.
It's a snowman.
You guys move. Kappa goodness. Bends down and like drags the snowman to the side.
Would you look at that?
All right, Marge. Come on. Hop in. Everybody, come on over.
Oh, my goodness.
Even a broken clock is sometimes not wrong. So.
Kappa, yes. Make sure to cover our tracks out here so no one follows us in.
You got it, Valdin. Hop on in there now.
Oh. All right.
I'm assuming Ghost just kind of followed everybody because Marge was not paying attention.
Yeah, Ghost was being ridden by Vrix. He was like, come on. Nope. And at a certain point, Vrix is just like flying in front of Ghost a little bit, and Ghost is just like nipping at him and like jutting forward trying to get him. And Vrix is like,
Vrix is the carrot.
Goddamn fucking bullshit I go through for you motherfuckers. You better appreciate me. I can't wait to go back to my little house and have some fucking coffee. But you guys are back at the hovel. And
thank God. Did we win Pathfinder?
Oh, yes. That is.
Thank God.
Moving on. Oh, game. Next job, game. Next team. Game.
Okay.
Book 4. Finished.
I thought we were on book 2. How did we jump so far forward?
2 is saving Marigold, you said.
Yeah, 2 is saving Marigold. 3 was
getting out of the woods.
Yeah. Now we're on book 4.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Which I feel like opening the snowman hatch was like the first part of book 4.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So we're back at the hovel, and after some finagling, we managed to get everybody inside, minus probably Marigold, who is a good girl outside.
But who will be my snuggle buddy if the beautiful donkey is outside?
And you feel a little tug at your side, and you look down and there's Hatch.
Aww.
And you can't tell because he's covered in hair, but he has big old watery puppy dog eyes.
Aww. You do look Here, come here into my arms. I must test your heat.
All right.
And she scoops Hatch up.
Yep. He's surprisingly light. He is warm. He's mostly fur, so.
Okay, you shall do. You shall be cuddle buddy. Yeah. Let's go. Someone take care of the beautiful donkey, though. I shall go lie down now.
And you make your way over to the little bed chamber that's set up with all the different blankets and bedrolls laid out nice and snuggly next to a little fire burning.
A claim spot closest to fire.
Perfect.
And Vasilisa lies down with her snuggle buddy and passes out.
And I think at this time, Kappa is, like, trying to get everybody situated to the point where once everyone seems to be, like, there and inside and safe, she heads back outside to go secure Marigold and make sure that Marigold has some kind of, like, camouflage covering and a little tent set up and is taken care of because she is a very good girl. And then
Kappa?
We are... Kappa, yes, thank you. I said Sarah, didn't I?
Oh, no, I'm saying Kappa's a very good girl?
Kappa, no, Mary. Oh, my God, I'm so confused.
They're all
very good girls.
Great, okay.
Great girls.
They're all wonderful.
Okay.
Oh, boy.
So Marigold and Kappa are outside just getting stuff situated. You see the two little rat folk boys off in the corner just playing.
It's a welcome sight, I'm sure.
Marge will go up to the boys. Oh, hey, boys. You want to help me with something?
They just stare at you.
I've got an idea. I've got a great idea. And she takes a tarp and she finds like a knife and kind of cuts a rectangle out of it.
Okay. I'm assuming
and takes
this is all
a good
in Taldane.
Berry.
Yeah, this is all in Taldane.
Yeah.
They don't fucking know.
She doesn't know that they don't
know. Yeah, awesome. It's great. It's
she's
perfect.
Manic and delusional.
Yeah.
But they're rat folk kids.
Yeah. Why wouldn't they not know
instinct.
Her language?
Right. So she cuts a rectangle out of a tarp and sits it down on a table, grabs a good berry out of her pack and kind of mashes it up. And then she's, oh, come here, boys. You're going to help me out with this.
She's starting an arts and crafts table.
Mr. Bulka?
Yes. Is this Monier or Orn?
Yeah.
Hold on. Let's do this right.
Y'all have
Orm
names.
Or Mjolli?
This is Orm.
Okay.
Mjolnir.
Mr. Bulka, the fuck's going on with her?
Oh my goodness. Where did you learn such language from? Is this from Hatch? Have you been listening to Hatch?
No, the bright one was saying it.
Oh, do not listen to Vrix. Holy crap, the mouth on that guy.
What the holy crap is going on with this
Yes,
March?
Oh, very good. What the name of Bulka? She, I do not think...
What does she want?
She
has a knife.
What she... what she wants... you do not need to worry. It's going to be okay. What she wants is changing from moment to moment. What she needs, I think, is rest.
Okay, well...
We are all... It was a very hard day, kids. And okay. I know, you know, sometimes when you play just too hard and you get so kind of silly?
Yeah.
This is the adult version of that. It's very silly.
She needs to take a nap.
Oh, exactly. Yes, that is very much true.
Do we have to take a nap?
No, you kids are... I'm so happy to see you guys
Why
right now.
Are there so many languages happening in the room in which I am trying to sleep?
Everyone just... The witch has spoken.
We're all like,
all right. Well, we're just gonna go play dice again.
Okay, I guess quietly so as not to upset the Winter Witch.
Okay, we could do that.
Marge sticks her fingers in the berry juice and starts putting her fingers on the tarp.
On the tarp?
Yes.
Oh, jeez.
The tarp rectangle.
Pretty weird.
If anybody looks over, there's a chair that's kind of leaning against a wall, and Valdine's already like laying across the chair, leaning back and kind of covering his head with the blanket.
Oh, I love
tarp
it.
And the camouflage. He's kind of like, he's already asleep.
He's
just
going,
already here.
He's
just gently snoring.
That's great.
Vasilisa, I think, is cracked one eye open because people kept talking. And she sees this rat folk woman smearing berries on a tarp. And is like, that's not how you write things. And just instinctively reaches at her waist and pats around and pulls out like this charcoal pencil and throws it across the room at Marge. Just write with the correct tool.
Oh, that's perfect.
Okay, bad plus dex, roll the hit.
Yeah, do it. Give me a ranged attack. Let's roll some dice.
I I just rolled in that one. I don't know where it went, but it's not hitting Marge.
Maybe it hit Marge in the back of the head. I like, just kind of fell.
That's fine. I like that.
Natural one.
Natural
love
one.
It.
That one. I'm a little tired.
Mm-hmm. It makes sense.
My new Jinx. Pretty dice. Yep. They have failed me.
Oh, no.
All right, so Vasilisa is tucked in. Valdine is tucked in. At about this time, Kappa comes back down the ladder, and she looks around, and she's like, okay, one, two, not yet, and not yet. Bolka, you go get some sleep.
It's a good idea, yes. He's just going to use the floor, like his years in the slave camp. Like, he doesn't need a bed or anything. He can just, like, slump on the ground. He's got
that.
His robes to bundle up with.
She goes and gets a blanket and throws it over you anyway.
Nice.
All right, Marge, come on. It is time to go to sleep.
Oh, I got to finish this up, though.
You can finish it after you sleep.
Oh, I've got just one more thing to do. Hold
okay,
on. I'll
I'm
get
going
it.
To count to 10. 1, 2, 3... 4
and she hastily just 5 with the charcoal
6
pencil and the red berries
7
just does some more drawing and stuff and slows
8
down and slows down
9
and then her head goes on the table
10 oh wow that was okay are you asleep now Marge good
that was effective
that will work and Kappa will go and get another blanket and put it over Marge, and then we are just left with 4 people awake. We have the 2 little rat folk boys who are very politely and quietly playing dice off in the corner. We have Kappa, who is just looking around at everyone like, holy Jesus fucking Christ, what has happened? And then we have Vrix, and we take a moment, and we get a nice vignette of Vrix in his little dollhouse, and he's in the kitchen, and you see he has like a match-sized stick boiling some water, and he has like a bean that he's like punching into oblivion. He's making himself a little coffee.
Oh, coffee bean.
Coffee bean.
I think he's making like refried bean, like it's a pinto bean.
It's like a coffee bean and stuff. And he's in there and he's like having a good time. He's like humming a little song or something. Like, and that's how you make coffee. Yeah, make some coffee. And I'm gonna make coffee. All right, that's pretty good. Yeah, that's good. That's good. And then you see him fly out with like the biggest mug he can hold, which is like a little shot glass full of coffee. And he flies over to Kappa and just like hands it to her. And she takes it in her little rat folk can. And it's a pretty good size for her. And Vrix just sits on her shoulder and goes, "It's kind of fucked, isn't it?"
Yes, Vrix, it is kind of fucked.
And then they both just take a long sip of coffee and they stare at everyone. We're going to cut it to 8 hours later.
I'm really glad because we're all sleeping that like Orm and Muley aren't like doppelgangers who are like, God. As soon as we all go to sleep, we're trapped in this hole.
Trapped in this hole. And
no one's on watch.
Y'all get murdered.
The two little
don't
kids.
Wake up.
They played it so well. Yeah. No one would have known.
They're really nice little kids. They're good. They're good behaved boys who know that the white witches are always watching and that they will die if they fuck up somehow. So
good training.
Good training.
Good job, Kappa.
Good.
I was too busy sleeping
Kappa.
To be offended. But someone called me a winter witch last night. I'm just pointing this out.
It was just for scaring the boy. Effectively.
That's fair, but now the boys are going to be terrified of Vasilisa. Mm.
As well they should be. That's a reasonable
that
response.
That is fair.
You're like level 5 now?
I am,
yeah. Step back. Watch out.
I mean, everyone's level 5.
Whoa. Not the boys.
Oh, that's true.
that's what I'm saying. The boys
I don't think level 5 either, or Hatch, or Vrix. Really, it's just you guys. The heroes of our story.
We're so powerful.
And so 8 hours later, it is well into night.
Is it only 8? I mean, does everybody wake up after 8, or does someone sleep for 12 or 16?
I think you guys stir at 8, and it's up to you whether, like, you feel tired enough you're just going to keep sleeping. But you know how, like, when you're, like, exhausted and you fall asleep in the middle of the day and you wake up, and it's, like, it's obviously night, and you're like, I could get up and do stuff, or
lay
I could
here.
Sleep until tomorrow.
I think Vasilisa autopilots a little. She wakes up She grabs one of Marigold's saddlebags that's got all of Marigold's feed in it. She pulls some barley out. She goes up the ladder. She gives Marigold a big old hug and some barley. She gives her a brush down. She goes back down into the hidey hole and she passes out again. Just full autopilot.
I love it.
Nice.
Like sleep eating, but sleep feeding.
Sleep feeding the donkey. Back to bed.
Yep.
Interesting. I feel like if Volka roused that he's concerned about everyone else and he feels like he's got some responsibility. So he probably would, out of his concern for the others, he would probably get up and start like checking on everyone else and seeing how they're doing.
Okay. I like it.
And if no one else is up, he might think about preparing his spells to help everyone else.
Valdine does not wake up, but he's lying on the floor instead of the chair. And he's just like, not moving.
Does it look like he fell, or did he just decide to move? And
not sure.
Okay.
I forgot. There's somebody else here.
Yeah, Gary.
Gary.
Oh.
Gary's
okay.
in the corner.
I'll rewind the recording. We'll go back to the top.
Yeah, back to the top.
We can
top.
Probably use the intro still. Marigold's intro is probably good. Would you rather?
Yeah, let's do it again. Let's do it again.
Safety.
Let me add in a line about Gary. I think when you guys all wake up, Gary's back.
Okay.
And he's off in kind of like the kitchen area, and you guys see that he has some like hares, like some rabbits that he's like skinned, and him and Vrix are just like cooking away.
Okay, so they're awake cooking.
Yeah, they're awake cooking.
Azalea! And then passes out again.
Oh, yeah. It had to be rabbit, didn't it?
Yeah.
Had to be skinning rabbits.
So Marge will wake up probably still at the table where she kind of just put her head down on the table. And she will look at the piece of tarp in front of her. Oh, I completely forgot that I even started this. You know, I should probably finish. And then she picks up the charcoal pen and the goodberry juice. It kind of smushes the goodberry a little bit more to get some fresh juice out and keeps working. And everybody else is asleep, so nobody else really sees what it is yet. And she'll look. Oh, Vrix, do you have any coffee?
I can make you some coffee.
Oh, that would be wonderful. Thank you.
I mean, it's kind of late, but
I don't think I'm going back to sleep anytime soon.
All right.
And then she'll just keep working on her tarp.
Okay.
I want to know what her tarp.
I know.
I'm sure we're gonna find out.
Volka? Have we done Volka yet?
Not really. I mean, okay. I just wanted to wake up and kind of like scan around everyone else and see who needs help. What's gotten better? What hasn't?
Yeah. Vasilisa is in the same spot she's been. I think you probably woke up as she was like just coming in and lying back down. Valdine's on the floor. Not sure what happened there. And Marge is painting.
I mean, obviously I want to do a perception or heal check to see if Valdine's alive.
Good choice.
Are you doing that from across the room, or do you walk over to
him? I don't want to poke him or anything. No, I want to walk over and at least look at him, like see if his chest is moving. I got a 15.
How close do you get to Valdine?
Ooh.
A couple feet. I'm leaving a couple feet.
Are we talking about like rat folk feet?
I'm not getting in your face.
Feet? What's going on here?
So you're not going to like put your face right next to his face to test his breathing?
I just want to look at him. I don't want to disturb him if he is resting.
So like from, so like three feet away.
Three sounds great.
Cool.
Okay. That's
he
fine.
Shoots me.
That's it.
No, that's I guess, if he's going to do that, we should do initiative. So you're going to be 5 feet away just because that's how that
That's how the
breaks
squares
down.
Work.
Yeah, that's how the squares
Technically,
are.
Technically, you're in his square.
Yeah.
I'm 5 feet away and I'm leaning over. Because he's on the ground, right? So I'm still 5 feet away.
You get close enough to tell if I'm breathing and you don't come any closer.
Yeah.
Okay. That's fine for now.
You're breathing, right?
Still breathing.
Okay, cool. Okay. I wanted to make sure.
As long as he's breathing, I want to let him rest.
Breathing and snoring.
Perfect.
Oh, yeah. If I can hear you, we're fine.
Quietly snoring.
Quietly snoring. It's a secret. It's a spy snore.
I feel like every time the fire starts to die down past reasonable levels of roaring, Vasilisa just reaches out a hand and casts a fresh spark in the general direction of where she thinks the heat should be.
Geez. Oh, no.
Should we roll to see if we all die?
God.
So she catch the whole thing
on fire? Stay warm. Spark again.
I think you do that twice, and after a certain point, like, Kappa catches on, and she's like, oh, shit. And they will make sure the fire is roaring at
roaring
all times.
Constantly.
Yeah, we're not gonna risk getting smoked out now.
Oh, okay. Boy.
Okay. So,
just saying, I want to be warm.
So we're left with two of our players awake. We have Marge and we have Volka. Marge is the only one who's awake, Bulka. Actively awake doing
and
stuff.
And she seems like she's being productive and she's working on a project, right?
Mm-hmm.
But no, I want to prepare my spells for the day. And Kappa's not awake.
No, Kappa's awake.
Oh, Kappa's awake.
Yeah, Kappa, Gary, and Vrix are up.
So, and I also need to go talk to Kappa just a little bit.
Okay.
And I would do that right before I prepare my spells.
I want to sleep through the bad news giving, yeah. You get to tell her about Thora all by yourself.
Oh, I wasn't going to mention that.
Oh, shit.
Oh, no.
I was hoping that I wouldn't have to be there for that.
So before I prepare my spells, I would have to go over to Kappa and talk to her. And I'm holding the ring. I forgot yesterday. I meant to give you back the ring for Hjalnek and you. I meant to give to you yesterday, but since then it has been used as like a symbol of tying me to these people. And their quest. It has been used in some sort of ritual. I hope it's okay with you if I keep ring for longer.
If you must, that is fine. I have my boys, and they will always remind me of him, so that will be fine, Bulka. It is just an object after all.
Well, I appreciate that, and your wedding, it was one of the most beautiful that I had seen, and you know, I love you guys and the kids. You're very important to
me.
We
love you too, Bulka. Do we know what the next steps are?
I am going to go sit right over there, and he points, and I am going to try and prepare some spells that might possibly tell me what is going on or help everyone get back to normal again, because honestly, all of us, myself included, do seem very broken after this last event.
Understandable. Before you do, I know you did not find Thora, but do we know what happened to her? Hetch told me, Sam, her spirit is being trapped in a doll. Do we know where the doll is? I am not as religious as you. Is this spirit something we would be able to find and free?
Or that is my final hope, is it that is still possible, but I do. Is there a check I should roll for that?
You can do a check.
I can do a check right now.
You can do a check right now. It would need to be an arcana or a religion check.
Ooh.
Or spellcraft. I will do any three.
Roll good.
And I have used all of my snowflakes, so...
Oh.
Can I roll the 8?
What?
We passed the holiday. It was Valentine's Day, and I love you guys. You all should have snowflakes for that.
Yeah. Aww. Thank you.
Everyone gets a snowflake because I love you guys. So you do have a snowflake
so
if you want to use
I
it.
I really want it. This check is important to
yeah,
me.
Yeah, go for it.
I got a 5 and a 4.
Oh.
And a 7, that's a 16, which I know on spellcraft checks, 16 is not good.
not good, yeah. Not good. you know from what you've heard, her soul is trapped. You do not know how to release it.
Right, or if it's even possible.
Or if it's possible, but you do know that her soul is not at rest.
Right.
You know the bad news of it, which is she is not at peace. Her soul is trapped somewhere. She has not moved on to the afterlife.
My plan is all I'm thinking about is we must make it to see if it's possible, if there is something we can do for her. I do not know if what the answer is, but I am determined to find out.
I would hate to ask this of you, Bulka.
No, anything.
You are going to outlive me. That is just the case of who I am and who you are.
Oh, understood.
I do not know how long it will take me to find the way out of Irisin and go and find her in this Tal'Dor. But if I don't make it, will you go and save her?
Yes, that is my main... I will do everything I can.
Thank you.
Yes, you are wonderful. There is nothing I would not do.
He's going to take the ring and he's going to go prepare his spells, which involves an hour of him undoing the braids in his beard and taking the few rings out from the ceremonies he's performed and then rebraiding and re-tying the rings in. And by the time he's done, he'll have meditated on his new spells for the day.
Nice. Bulk is preparing his spells. Marge is working on a painting. Rix comes over and he hands her off some coffee and a little plate of food that Gary has cooked.
It is me, Gary. I have cooked some food. Well, I am practicing using knives again now that I do not have my phalanges. And this is just all in this is all in Skull.
Right. Well, and Marge can understand a little bit of it.
She's more and more with each word they
Skald
say.
Skald is the language she took to learn. So she is catching
little words here and there.
And then she knows how to say thank you, so she says thank you in Skull
to
Gary.
Oh, you are welcome. You are learning very well so far, Miss Marge. I will let you get back to your drawing here. Let's see, what is this?
And he sees the side profile of like two rat faces.
Mm-hmm.
One of them with a stark white ear, and one of them with white patches on the face.
Cool. And walks away. Vasilisa, Valdine, do you guys wake up middle of the night, early morning?
So I think Vasilisa wakes up like very early morning.
Okay.
Like somewhere probably like 3 a.m.
3 a.m. Cool.
She wakes up.
I think at one point in the night when everyone's kind of like really dug in and sleeping, Gary is going around just like kind of tidying a couple things up, and he goes over to the fire and he sets a new log in it. And like what happens sometimes with fires, he sets like a nice hearty log in because he's like getting ready to go to sleep and he wants it to burn for a while. But the weight of the log kind of causes the current embers to like collapse, and there is somewhat of a pop that happens like whenever you burn juniper or something like that. It's just like it's not crack. Absurdly loud, but it's
we gotta get out of here. That was it. Where are they?
Valdine shoots up.
Yeah,
and his gun is drawn, pointing straight up in front of him. He's not necessarily like standing,
yeah,
but it's pointing up.
Like, oh, Valdine. I think that was just a fire. Oh,
I am sorry, Mr. Valdine. I was just getting ready for bed and put a big log on the fire. Are you?
Where am I?
Oh, well, you know, we're back in the safe house.
Oh, yeah. Right. Oh, okay.
A very sleepy spark happens towards the log.
We're safe now, you know.
Sorry. I don't know what came over me. He holsters his gun. Didn't mean to wake everybody up. Sorry.
Oh, I please go back to sleep. Do you need food? Or anything that's like, motion, you're like food? Or do you need drink? Blankie, bed? And he motions over to like a nice sleeping mat.
Yeah, I'll lay on the mat. He goes over to the mat and lays down, and he's back asleep in less than a minute.
All right. Marge, okie dokie.
Oh, yes, okie dokie.
Good. Bulgar, are you good? I'm getting ready to turn in.
Yes, I think I can probably man the fort, watch over things while you rest.
Good. And you look over and Kappa is like asleep with her two little boys cuddled up against her. She's just like sitting up and is like,
aww.
Had leaned over and she's holding both her kids. He's like, if you need anything, just come and wake me up. I would be happy to help out in whatever way.
I'm just I'm a little bit tired as well. I did not have as long a day as you all did, but it's been a couple days.
And he holds up his hand, missing all the
like
fingers.
As if he's holding up two fingers.
Yeah.
This will be I'm trying to diffuse my misery with humor.
No, aww. I appreciate the comedy.
Yeah, good. Good night, Mr. Bolka.
And I appreciate you for watching over everyone while we were gone. It's
of
very
course.
Important.
It is the very least I can do after you have spared my life and you have changed it, and it is on a better course now.
Yes, we will get you back to your wife and your kids happier.
Yes.
And then it's just Bulka and Vrix and Marge.
Marge is going to start looking around to see if... she's going to start looking around for something.
All right. Well, with that vague a thing, I can't tell you if you find it or not. So I guess use your judgment.
I think she's not going to find what she's looking for. And she's... Polka?
Oh, yes.
Oh, I'm thinking I need to go outside. I'm looking for a nice straight stick.
Oh, I was going to say, yeah, I got to go outside too, but it's for... I got a shit.
Oh, dear. Okay. Well, you know, I
can help you find a stick afterwards, though.
Okay. Yeah, and I've got my cloak. It'll keep me warm.
I mean, unless you want to go with Bulka and not me, like, if you guys need to have a talk, I understand.
Well, I did tell Gary that I would watch over everyone while he was sleeping.
I mean, I can do that.
But you must shit.
Not trick them.
I can hold it. I can go in that bucket over there. No one would notice.
Doesn't it just disappear?
Yeah, it sublimates after a while, you know, when a solid just turns straight into a gas.
Oh, I never heard of anything like that before, but that must be handy.
That's pretty convenient, but, like, it smells pretty bad to me.
Well, I'm not needing anyone to go with me, but if somebody wanted to, you know, the company might be nice.
And Vrix and Bulka
We're
look
just
at
staring
each
other.
Anyway, I'm going to head up. And Marge starts climbing. If somebody comes with her, they do. But she's
and,
just climb
and
up.
Rick's just like you see him go into his house, and you hear him rummage around, and then he pulls out like a little scrap of paper, and he's like, "All right, I want you to watch." And he like goes into the corner. Goes over to the corner.
Who's he talking to?
You.
Oh no, I'm going with Marge.
Yeah, I know. He's like, he goes and he gets his toilet paper, and he just like looks at you. He's like, "Just you should go. It's not pretty."
Yes, no, I do not intend to bear witness.
All right. That was a really bad fart sound.
I mean, it's a tiny little sprite.
It's a sprite fart.
So, Marge, you climb out of the burrow, and it's nice and dark. Mm-hmm. You look over, and you see Marigold is set up under a nice little tarp tent, and she has some food there and a nice blanket on the ground that she's just kind of, like, laying down and just, like, she raises her head as you
pat her on the head. Okay, so I'm looking for like maybe 2 feet tall, a nice straight thick stick that's not gonna bend. And she's gonna start walking around. Perception
or survival? I will take either.
21.
You find 2 sticks like that.
Ooh. And Marge is looking at her 2 sticks, and she's like, which one would be better? You know, this one's kind of got a little sharp point at the end, and this one's, like, flat. And she'll pick one of the sticks and put the other one down. And so, Bulka.
Yes.
Where are you from normally? I mean, have you always been in Waldsby?
No, but I've been in Irison my whole life, all of my life.
Oh, so you're used to this cold.
If you can get used to it. I mean, yes, I guess I am used to the condition of being slightly miserable every day. Yeah, I don't think life was meant to, like, get used to this kind of cold. Not normal human...
Well, yeah, no, I wouldn't think so, but there's so many people here.
Yes, it makes me wonder, like, if the people came here before the cold, or if the people came here in the cold and just chose to stay. But also, you must understand about Irison is like many people not allowed to leave. There's plenty of people that wish they could leave.
Well, how do they keep them from leaving? Or how do you know? I guess the witches?
Yes, it is mostly the witches. Well, for one, they do not have means. You know, they are have so much taken from them that they cannot afford to make such a long journey. But also that, yes, if you do attempt to make the journey out of Irison, there will be repercussions for your family, or if you are caught for yourself. And
oh, dear.
And I think you would know, Bulka, like, one of the things that keeps people from leaving are chicken huts.
The sentinel huts
yes, all around the borders with the guardians in them, and the guardians will actively go out and stop people from leaving.
Yeah, sentinel is a word meaning like watcher, something to watch out for, you know, for people trying to escape, I guess.
My goodness, it's so strange because we heard that there was one of those type of things back in Taldor before we came through the portal. Have you ever known them to go into other countries?
Not that far away, but I think that is because of a portal, or because of magic.
Hmm.
It must have traveled the same way that, like, Vrix and all the nasty fae made it to your country. Because otherwise, it's a long trip. It's like 1,000 miles almost. It's very far.
Dear. That's kind of sad, you know? It makes me miss my Norm. He always made me laugh and brought a smile to our faces whenever we were in a dark place.
He sounds lovely. That a ratfolk also?
Oh, yes. I think you would have liked him.
The ratfolk that I have met have been very sweet people.
Yeah, with Kappa, I was really surprised when I saw Kappa. She looks just like another rat I knew long time ago.
Another good one?
Oh, yes. There's a good amount of us out there. All of my kiddos, you know, are all good rat folk.
Well, I hope they're doing well.
Me too.
Back in...
And I don't know if I'm ever going to see him again.
I have to go there anyway because I have to go check on Thora and see if there's anything we can do.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a long time before we go back to Tal'Dorei because we got to help Baba Yaga, you know.
You're helping Baba Yaga?
She says that and you feel it and you're like... I do need to. Wait, why do I need
Wait,
to?
Baba Yaga?
What do you mean, save Baba Yaga?
You're asking about the winter and how hard the winter is. You know, Baba Yaga is like queen of all winter witches.
Yeah, it wasn't something that we were expecting, you know, when we came across the Black Rider and ended up, well, taking on his mantle, I suppose, if you want to call it that.
So this whole, the thing that happened with the ghost of your husband and my ring, that is all the same, is it curse or quest?
Well, you know, I'm not exactly sure what happened with Normie there, but it did look like he was maybe passing on his responsibilities to you, I think.
And the responsibility to Baba Yaga?
Oh, yes. Because, you know, from what it sounds like, that she's, you know, being held somewhere, not able to stop the current queen. Because she's trying to take over the world and make it all winter just like Urisin. And Baba Yaga was going to stop her and put a new queen into place. But now she can't because she's stuck. So we've got to go save Baba Yaga so she can stop Elvana and bring in a new queen. I don't know if that's going to help anybody in Irisin, to be honest. Because it seems like no matter who the queen is, you guys are all stuck. I mean, once we...
Because I am part of this now. I am supposed to help the White Queen who wants to keep oppression in Irisin. Because she also wants to keep it from spreading beyond Edison. Is am I understanding what you're saying?
Well, that kind of seems like the lesser of two evils at the moment.
Yeah, I suppose.
I just know that, from what I understand, that Vasilisa told us after we took the Black Rider's oath, if that we don't try to help Baba Yaga, it could actually hurt us.
Okay.
I had no idea you were going to get pulled into this. I'm so sorry, dear. You know, I thought it was just going to be us.
No, it all happened so fast, and...
That's for sure. But I have my stick. We can go backwards, Warm. I'm sure you're cold.
Back in the hidey hole, is it 3 a.m. yet?
Yeah!
Okay. Vasilisa wakes up, notices that she's in a hidey hole next to a fire. How did we get here?
Oh, hey, you're up.
Sits up.
And Hatch...
hey. You guys were in the forest, and you walked a long time, and you were awake for a long time.
What?
And you guys started getting really, really freaked out and weird.
No, where is everyone?
There's Valdine.
Okay.
Yep, and uh-huh. There's Valdine.
Valdine's there. Where is Marge?
Hi, Marge and Bulka are up outside.
Are they okay?
Yeah, they're finding some sticks.
How do you know they are okay? Who last saw them?
As Vrix is wiping his butt.
Where are
they? I saw them. We're in the hidey hole. You guys are safe.
This does not... Why should I trust we are safe? I should... Where is my donkey?
And she is loudly exclaiming this.
Yes. Salisa's not quiet.
And I think Kappa and Gary are roused a little bit.
Valdine, wake up. Where is Marge and Bulka and Marigold?
Okay.
Oh, Elizabeth.
Damn it. Sorry.
Valdine, what happens?
Valdine jumps out of bed. Where'd they go? I'll get him. And he pulls his gun.
Where is the rest of the group?
He doesn't even listen to you. He starts heading toward the exit to go out.
Good idea. I shall watch these people in here.
What am I looking for?
We are looking for Marge and Bulka and also Marigold. What has happened?
Okay.
So how did we get
Valine
here?
Valine goes outside.
He sees all three of us.
Yeah.
Hi.
His gun is still drawn.
Oh, Valdine. Oh, we were just talking.
Vasilisa said to come get you.
No, can you put
and,
it
and
that
as
way?
And as Valdine holds Marge and Bulka at gunpoint, insisting they follow him back into the hidey hole, we find our heroes, 3 a.m., well-rested? I guess we'll have to see what the repercussions of this are going to be next episode.
Press start.
Pointing your gun at them. Come inside!
I was told to come find you.
Get in here now.
Oh, Bobby.
The memory is patchy.
Will you ever win?
I think. You're like, what? I fell asleep not remembering anything else, and I woke up not remembering the part where I didn't remember anything.
Right?
And it's just a weird gap, and I don't know what's happening.
Vasilisa is loudly saying these things.
Stay tuned for a promo from our friends over at Hex Grid Heroes. Did you know we have limited edition merch? Every 3 months, we will be releasing a design on our Teespring. The current design is some promotional material for a public service announcement.
We here at the Dimension Door Podcast would like to remind you to practice consensual wanding. Every party member needs a good heal now and then, so practice consensual wanding. Brought to you by Mage Hand Soap. Clean where you can't see.
Head over to our Teespring and check out the amazing design by Nikki D. Also, make sure you check out InvictusCon 2021 this weekend. There will be panels, games, and even an artist alley. Everything starts Friday, March 26th. Links to all of this and more can be found in the description. Thanks, as always, to our executive producers, David Lester and Callie Rose. All of our editing and music was done by the ever-so-wonderful Zach Kreitler. Our bumper tracks are from MDK Music, and we use spell effects from Sirenscape.
Greetings, gentle beings. I am Akim Razur, and you are now listening to Hex Grid Heroes, a Starfinder homebrew podcast. Follow the crew of the Bizarre Encounter as an eclectic collection of aliens unravel the greatest mystery in the universe. Surviving in a futuristic fantasy setting still oppressed by the existence of a capitalist megacorporation like Avadar Corp. Seriously, don't trust them. And also, do not trust anything Brasha tries to push onto you. He may be good at crafting, but his business sense is...